This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, old stock. Things aren't great in the bedroom department with my wife, Marjorie. Now, I won't bore you with the details, but let's just say I've gone a bit bungalow on the erection front compared to the Elysian Tower that I was bringing to the table a few months ago. We like to do it on the table. Marjorie said it's probably pandemic anxiety, don't worry about it, but I'm fairly sure it's because she hasn't had her hair done in 6 months and she's starting to look like a badger. Anyway, she was looking back over your old columns there about some bogman called Dan Paddy Andy, who had a bit of sex with his missus in Inchidonny. So now Marjorie wants us to do the same, spice things up like. My question is this, where is the poshest beach in Cork for a spotter doing the business with your wife, Reggie, Blackrock Road?
You'd be surprised by the number of times I get asked this exact question. Never. You're the first one, Reggie, you snobby pervert. No offence.
Hey, it's Mary Lou from Dallas here again. What's up? Myself and my husband are continuing our honeymoon on the Wild Atlantic Way. We're spending 8 hours a day in bed because we both took a virginity pledge before marriage, so it's taking us time to figure out how we're going to make babies for Jesus. It's not as much fun as it sounds, let me tell you. We're pretending to be Italian tourists without English after a woman in a shop in Killarney heard us talking and screamed, "Up with the face mask, lads, they're Yanks!" The problem is with your beaches. Y'all got cold water, so I can't help screaming, "It's freaking freezing, Jerry Bob!" And the locals take their freckly kids out of the water like it's Jaws 5. This time they're Americans. So, is it a good idea to wear a wetsuit when y'all go in the sea? Mary Lou, Dallas, and Derry Nan.
Oh, I definitely think you should hire them. Keep pretending you're Italians, though. The reason Kerry people call you Yanks is when they hear the accent, they yank up their braces.
Come here to me now. What's going on with me all melting, making me eat like a savage when I'm out in the piss? Myself and herself went down to the lash there last Monday. Because you're not a proper sham if you don't turn up to work on a Tuesday after a bank holiday with a hangover so bad you'd actually consider moving to Macroom. I had 4 pints and a lasagna with chips in the first gaff. Oh, bad. When we went into the next pub, the lad said, "What are you eating?" And I said, "The face off each other," and started snogging the beer. But he said no dice, so that was another lasagna and chips there. I ended up having 4 lasagna and chips. It was like Armageddon in the Jacks. Is there any way to go into a pub and just get a pint? Pro Paul, talker.
My friend is brilliant at bending the rules. He's from Castle Martyr. I said, "Where do you go to find a pub serving pints without food?" He said, "Outside the Garda station." I said, "I don't follow." He said, "I do. Follow one of them when they come off duty." Hashtag genius. Hashtag open up, it's the guards.
It's getting urgent on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who bumped into their cleaning ladies on holidays. Laura _ just ignored them said her 25 quid's worth of wild oysters in Clifton were ruined when she heard, "Yoo-hoo, Laura girl, isn't it great the way we can all enjoy Ireland together?" from her cleaning lady across the street. She's only from Balvihan. Kira _ White Range Rover said, "It serves you right for choosing Galway over Cork," until I jumped in and said, "Nowhere is safe." My cleaning lady shouted hello to me in Crookhaven from an Opel Corsa. And now the sailing crew down there are literally pretending I don't exist. I wonder, would it be legal to put a tracking device on your cleaning lady to make sure you end up in a different county? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My ex is a barrister. I don't think a pinch of salt is near enough to take with some of the stuff he tells me. I said, "How would you defend a Douglas Road princess who put a tracking device on her cleaning lady?" He said, "I'd start by checking if the judge was in her brother's class in prayers." Hashtag case dismissed.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.